It is not a tune. It is very gestural. It sounds, to my ears, more like the music Beethoven will be writing in 20 years than the music Mozart's been writing for the last 20 years. Gestural in that it consists of two main ideas, a rising, almost scream-like idea, and then this very closely packed twitching. I want us to think about that rising idea as a classical era primal scream. Ugly. Ugly, ugly. Everyone, do that with me. Yes, it is a scream. It's just a rising minor gesture. And that is followed by this ugly twitching. So we have a scream, and then the twitching. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of this music. This is what's happening in the music. It is not pretty, it is brutal, and it's filled with gestural ideas that would seem to invoke some very nasty physical activity. Now, let's listen to it again, and here's what I want you to be aware of. I want you to be aware of this screaming opening and these twitching moments. I want you to be aware of the fact that it goes from loud to soft, and that's supposed to shake us up. And when you meet someone who talks like that, it does shake us up. Lastly, I want us to be aware of the phrase structure. Despite the expressive excess of this theme, typical of the classical era, the phrases are clearly laid out. A-A, B-A, B-A. I will indicate verbally these phrases while we listen to the piece. Mozart G minor symphony, fourth movement, exposition, theme one, phrase A. A repeated. B. A. B. A. Now, we move on with the understanding that if Mozart's contemporaries had heard this piece, and we're not sure they ever did, by the way, they would have been, if not offended, then shocked by the brutality and the viciousness of that music. In its context, and that's how we must hear, in its context, this is nasty and brutal music. We move on to theme two. We're going to isolate it and just compare it to theme one, because we cannot imagine, again, a broader or grander contrast. If we just listened to Attila the Hun, now we are about to meet sweet, kindly, quiet little Heidi. Let us listen to it first, discuss it, and listen to it again. Theme two. Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that more like classicism? Yeah, now he's writing nice music again. Please, let's talk about this theme. The mode is in major. The music is very bright in tint. The mood is quiet. We hear wind instruments because not everyone is wailing away all the time right now. The theme is characterized by steps. It's very conjunct as opposed to the much more disjunct opening theme. The dynamic, as I said, is essentially a piano or a quiet dynamic. The theme is played by strings and winds, and it has an inner phrase structure of A, A prime. Let us listen to the theme again. I will point out the two phrases of the theme. In terms of its phrase structure, it's a simpler theme than theme one. And at every level, my friends, this is a gentler, more kindly bit of music. Theme two, phrase A. A prime.